the party that is perpetuating poverty in the state of Maryland. Now, from 2000 to 2010, we had over 66,000 of our neighbors leave the state of Maryland. They were smart in one way. They took their $5.5 billion with them to the state that they went to. Unfortunately for us, children, grandchildren, are looking to live somewhere else. They're looking to find a job somewhere else, like Texas or Tennessee or North Carolina. You name the state, they're looking somewhere else. Now, do you know that of the 62% of the new jobs that have been recently created, 62% of those jobs were created in the 9 states that have no income tax. But they only represent 20% of the population of this country. That shows they're smart. Maryland, on the other hand, our hiring policies are dying. And that is killing businesses in the state of Maryland. So we must restore Maryland to the way it was. And we need a governor who knows how to do it and who has done it somewhere, somehow. And I've done that in Harford County. So for these reasons, in the 2014, when I am elected to be the governor, the Craig administration will put Maryland on a glide path toward a zero income tax in the state of Maryland. A zero income tax. Now, it's taken several years for the current administration to create the problems that we are experiencing. So we have a resolution on how we're going to do this. And that's one thing I really applaud Dee and my mentor, Ellen Sauerbrey, for helping us look at some of these solutions. We are going to phase in a reduction to start out with on the income tax. And at the same time, we will start reducing the true size of our budget by 3% a year. Now, you tell me which of you can't live on 3% less a year than you did last year, if you have to. Why can't the state do that? Tell me this. How many of you are making 40 times more what you were making in 1970? That's how much government's expanded in the state of Maryland. Went from $1 billion to almost $40 billion. I'm sure your salary didn't increase. We can make that reduction. So we're going to have two phases on how we're going to do this to start out with in the first term. The first phase, we're going to take the income tax and reduce it to 4.25% for everybody, 4.25%. And at the same time, we are going to increase the personal tax exemption from $3,200 to $5,000. That means that every married couple will save, ultimately, to be very begin with, $350 a year. That's just the start. So by voting for David Craig in 2014, people will be voting for a pay raise for themselves because they're going to have that money in their pocket, not the governor's pocket. Now, at the same time, we're going to make sure our bureaucracy does not continue to get this tax money that they say that they need. The second phase, after we prove that that first phase works, which would be a year, that's all it's going to take, we will start the second phase, which will reduce the income tax to 3% for everybody in the state of Maryland, and we will increase the tax exemption to $6,000. That will save married couples $1,500 a year, $1,500. I'm sure you'd all like to have that extra money in your pockets and your pocketbooks. Now, we are going to hold the local income tax steady as it is right now because I know as county executive that's a major part of what happens for local government, but we are going to go on this glide path on the zero income tax. Now, if you look back at President Calvin Coolidge, he increased income tax revenue in a strange way. He actually reduced the rate from 75% to 25% at a two-thirds reduction, and instead, revenues went up by 50%. Our reduction first will be 32%, second year 32%, and then in the third phase, we will be eliminating it. That will be a big change for the state of Maryland. Now, there have been over 70 taxes that have been increased in the state of Maryland. But in working with Dee and the tax group, we saw that the income tax was the most important one and the one that affects everybody. So we also look at our small businesses, and some people talk about other taxes. 95% of our small businesses don't pay the corporate income tax. They pay it through the regular income tax. And that is, and they provide the lion's share of our tax base. So we need to, and the new jobs that we've had, so we need to help them stay here. So starting on this glide path on the income tax will be a jump start for our economy in the state of Maryland. And it will restore our economic base. Our entrepreneurs and our small business people will now have the incentive to stay in the state of Maryland and expand. So this means jobs, jobs, and more jobs, whether it's a teenager who's looking for an entry-level job, or a college student who is looking for a part-time job or to begin a career, or whether it's looking for someone who's been laid off, looking for to get back in the workforce. Those people will now have jobs. So in 2014, it's going to be a referendum. It's going to be a referendum on tax cuts, on less spending, and on more jobs. Now, to accomplish these goals, as I travel the state, I'm going to be listening to Marylanders all over the state, and so will my teammate, the best teammate that anybody has, Jeannie Hadaway, a small business owner. She has been helping sponsor legislation in the last several years, in the 10 years she's been here, to try to get these taxes and these budgets reduced. And I see many other delegates and other members who are here and future senators who are going to be here who will, that and that is what we're going to need. As I travel the state of Maryland, I'm also going to be telling people, don't just vote for David Craig. I'm going to need people on the first floor to help get these things done. And we can get it done. How? I have reduced taxes and I have balanced budgets, truly balanced budgets. That's what we need in the state of Maryland. So, I hope everybody here wants to join me on this glide path for the zero income tax. And I also want to mention we have some other good people here. Joe Henchman is here, another tax group. We have other groups that are going to be here later on today. I appreciate you coming. We're going to hang around for any questions you might have. And we also applaud the Federation of Republican Women for stopping in here. I know you have your red scarf. You have the right color. I applaud the fact that you're here and helping build the party because you know you're the ones that actually run the party. So I really applaud that. So thank you very much, and we're going to hang around for any questions you might have. All right. Vote yourself a pay raise. All right.
Is there a deadline for eliminating the income tax under your proposal? I know there's 2016 for the foreign tax.
Yes. What happens is the governor in 2015 will be inaugurated on January 21st. You have 10 days for the first budget. First budget will be absolutely flat, but I will be telling my directors and secretaries, you have to reduce your budget by 3% immediately. That means we will have that money, and then we will put the legislation in to change it. So it will not affect individuals until the next tax year. That's why I say it's phasing in, because fiscal years are from July to June, but your tax year is from January to December. But we're going to make sure this is going over so everybody wants by April 15th that we get this legislation done.
When would you eliminate the tax? Is there a deadline for eliminating,
Eliminating. We're going to prove the first phase that it does work, that we've actually increased the economy and increased jobs and actually lowered the budget. So after those first four budget years, we will reduce the budget by 12%. Instead of having an increase, $2 billion a year. So we'll be able to prove in phase one and phase two that this works. And then we will come back with the third phase in the second term. All right, we'll go here and then here. We might have to go out in the other room because I know
We do.
All right, we have to go in the other rooms because the